In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, and a absolutely beautiful Colorado sunset right now as you look southwest. It, folks, doesn't get much better than that. That's why we live in Colorado. Wow, nice. Really
beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
We have a great view. Fortunately, here at KLZ, 12 stories up, we have a great view of the Front Range.
Looks like sedimentary sky.
Oh, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, you just sit here and be mesmerized by the sunset. So anyways, it's really nice. John Zmarek joining us now, stream.org. John, welcome. How are you tonight?
Well, you know, I've been better. I used to live in a free country. I'm not sure where we live now.
Yeah, you know, I don't have an answer for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw that they're lodging hundreds of charges and talking about decades in prison for people who were at the rally on January 6th. Nonviolent, peaceful protesters, with a very few exceptions, and they're trying to persecute thousands of people in order to intimidate half the entire country, which supported Trump and believes the election was stolen. And it was never properly adjudicated. The evidence was never examined. They were all dismissed. All the cases were thrown out. Nobody looked at the evidence. We all know that the Senate seats in Georgia were probably stolen, too. We're never going to look at that. The Democrats got to steal control of the whole government. Now let's see if they pack the Supreme Court. I wrote a piece at stream.org called "The Republic Has No Clothes, Some Lessons from Storming the Capitol." My reaction to what happened in the Capitol, and I'm going to encourage other people to have the same reaction, is that a couple of parts of it were tragic. The murder of Ashley Babbitt, a pro-Trump demonstrator, a U.S. Air Force veteran, was shot because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She was climbing through a window. She was harming no one. She was threatening no one. She was murdered. And then a police officer who was killed when some thugs, you know, there are thugs on our side, got in a tussle with him, and he died later of his injuries. Those are both things to deplore. But at the center of it, it was sort of like a grim farce. We know our election was stolen. Our state legislatures won't stand up. No one else has standing. The Constitution has essentially failed us. Or rather, these men failed the Constitution.
I was going to say, we failed it. It didn't fail us.
Mike Pence failed the Constitution. The legislatures in Arizona and Georgia and other states, Pennsylvania, failed the Constitution. I don't think our founding fathers could ever have imagined that state legislators would be under such centralized pressure from a totalitarian woke culture, or bribed or intimidated. I don't know what motivated those states to let their votes be stolen. But once you've turned democracy into a joke, it kind of makes sense for a guy in a Viking helmet to invade the speaker's chair, to invade the house and sit in the speaker's chair and not make a mockery of it, reveal what a mockery it has really become. And that's why our elites are so angry. We profaned their holy of holies, the center of power, and power is all they worship. They don't worship God. They don't revere the founders. They don't care about the Constitution. These people love their power and their status. And for a brief moment, some ordinary American citizens made a joke out of that. They showed that the Republic has no clothes. And you know, in that fairy tale, when the child laughs at the emperor is furious. He would kill that kid if he could. He would lock him up for 20 years. Well, now the emperor, the deep state and the big tech that are in bed with them, they're in bed too with the government of China, all these billionaires and all these bureaucrats and all these secret policemen are ganging up on ordinary Americans. They want to show us who's boss. And they don't care that it's a double standard with what happened to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're proud of the double standard. That's my next piece of the stream. The double standard is the point. They want us to see they can burn entire cities and nothing happens to them. We can't post a tweet. We can't do a Facebook post. We'll be investigated. That's the way the Muslims treated the Christians when they conquered North Africa. You are a second-class citizen. That's the way the whites treated the blacks under Jim Crow in the American South. And that raw exercise of arbitrary, cruel power, the kind of thing you see in guerrilla troops, you see it among sea lions on the beach, and now we're going to see it in America, and it's a terrifying time to be here.
John, let me ask you something, because after the last couple of years of left-wing violence everywhere, right, just tearing apart city after city, we finally have one example of right-wing violence, which we all decry. We don't support violence.
Right.
But then in the aftermath, has the left successfully used that to basically make it illegal to be a Republican?
They are. That's what they're trying to do. If you even say you suspect election fraud, you're going to be thrown off all social media. They're purging YouTube of everyone who says anything about it. Asking for honest elections is totally constitutional. It's not violent. It's not calling for the violent overthrow of the government. It's not sedition. The Democrats are trying to define dissent from them and their coup d'etat, their attack successful on the American electoral system. They're trying to define that as treason because it might lead to violence, because out of hundreds of thousands of people who marched in Washington, a few of them acted like thugs. By that standard, Antifa Black Lives Matter's leaders should all be rotting in prison instead of cashing the checks that Nike and Apple and Google sent them as a reward for their seditious behavior. We are in a very scary time, and I think the last thing I cling to is the number of private firearms in America. So if they try to take our guns, that's the last straw, folks. That's the end, because if we put up with that, if we comply with that, if we are peaceful in the face of that, then we never again, and our children will never again, have the means to protect their liberty. And the Founding Fathers, in their debates over ratifying the Bill of Rights, said that the Second Amendment was the final backstop of the Constitution to prevent a tyrant from imposing his will on the American people. The Founders themselves counted on citizens to form militias and resist any attempt to impose tyranny, and taking the guns away, taking away that backstop, is the end of the United States of America.
Well said, John, as always. How do folks find that?
Stream.org. I write five times a week. I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm on Parler, but Parler was shot down. So I'm on Gab. But just follow me 5 days a week at stream.org.
John, thanks, as always. We'll talk to you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. John Zmierich against stream.org. Flesh and Beck is up next, folks. And Kevin Flesh, he'd love to help you out with any kind of legal question, or you've been involved in an accident, slip and fall, anything like that at all. Kevin is there for you. 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few $100s for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Gino's Auto Service, where they want to take care of you and your vehicle both and save you money by maintaining your vehicle properly, therefore making it last longer. Gino's Auto Service, Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700 or ginosautoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate you listening to us today. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and all of you as listeners. Lines are open, by the way. We've got about half an hour left of today's show, 303-477-5600. Again, 303-477-5600. All right, what have we not covered yet today that we wanted to get to?
What have we not covered today? Let me take a look here.
Do-do-do-do. What about Inauguration Day? You want to go there or no?
All I'll say about that is I agree with
President. In other words, should Trump go or not go?
No.
Okay.
Way, way, way too awkward after the election and everything that's transpired since then. I don't see there's any way that he could make it work. I'm not. No. How could you at this point? This is a war. I mean, and you can say, well, it shouldn't be a war. Well, okay, that's great. It is a war.
Sure.
We just had violence in the Capitol. We've had horrible things, and we had horrible things had happen up until that point, and now we've got big tech banning and censoring all over the place. I don't see how he can, John. And people say, well, be classy. Well, yeah, I'm all for being classy, but sometimes the classy thing to do is not to go because your mere presence would be too disruptive. That can be true at a dinner party where you know that you and somebody there have had such a great falling out that if you go, it's going to be disruptive for everyone involved. I don't think there's any way that Trump's presence there wouldn't be terribly disruptive for everyone involved.
I don't know that I can disagree. I don't know. I really honestly haven't spent with everything else that's gone on. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it. I don't think he'll go anyway, so I don't know that there's really a lot to talk about because, frankly, I think he's done. So let's switch gears and move to impeachment, which, by the way, I think is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Total utter nonsense.
And now a member of the GOP leadership has agreed to impeach.
Okay.
And this
leadership on which House or Senate?
Republican.
I mean House or Senate, though.
House.
Okay.
Liz Cheney from Wyoming.
Oh, there's a shocker.
Yeah, it's not a shocker. She's a never-Trumper. But here's my question. With people like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and folks like this, I mean, they do realize this is it for them.
Right.
They will be primaried out.
Right.
By doing this, she's going to be thrown out. She's saying that there's no way those events on 1-6 happen without Donald Trump, you know, without him pushing it and all this kind of stuff. You know, Liz, I got a little message for you. I'm against the violence. John is. We both are. We have been from the start. But, Liz, has it ever occurred to you that maybe you could place just one smidgen of blame on those who stole an election? Could you place one smidgen of blame on those who are saying, now that we've won, our goal is to create a one-party nation and literally eliminate the other party by stacking the courts, stacking the Senate, stacking the Electoral College, legalizing 20 million new voters. I mean, this, You don't think doing things like that is going to create desperation in the other side? And one last thing, Liz. All of those followers of this guy you hate, Donald Trump, have committed no violence up until now, virtually none ever, while their opponents have committed tremendous violence nationwide over the past year or two, and you haven't done a thing. And you want him impeached in his last few days of office. Liz, sorry, that's overboard.
By the way, can't disagree with any of that. I guess I'm trying to understand, because everything you just said, I believe, is correct. They will be primaried out. So what do they have to gain in doing this? The Liz Cheneys, I should say.
I believe that with Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, and all these types, it is simply, and I'm going to blame Donald Trump for one part of this. Donald Trump incites such anger and rage in those he disagrees with. He does not attempt to resolve things behind the scenes. He attacks them in the public airwaves. Okay. Now, Mitt Romney did too. Don't get me wrong. Trump was actually responding to Romney when he first started doing that, not attacking him. But Trump, being a leader, as you know, you counsel business leaders, handle things behind the scenes. One-on-one's the way to go. He doesn't do any of that.
No.
And he is reaping what he has sown in infuriating a number of people and basically playing to his base by calling those people out and mocking them publicly. Well, guess what? Donald, now look what they're doing to you. Now, are they right to do it? Nope, they're not right to do it. They shouldn't, and they're going to be primaried. They have nothing to gain. They're acting completely out of rage. They are losing their future in their, you know, in the House and Senate. And they're so enraged by him that they're doing it anyway. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, can't disagree.
Sad, though.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, I believe we've entered an age where Trump derangement syndrome is affecting both sides now.
Yeah, it is.
I said that last week, but I mean it. It really is affecting both sides.
And by the way, Trump derangement syndrome also affects his followers, who believe with a religious fervor that he is playing four-dimensional chess when everybody else is playing checkers, and that every move he makes is somehow brilliant, and he's got something up his sleeve, and he's, no, folks, he's a man. Worship one God. That's who I do. You know, that's what I do.
Right.
I don't have any man as my God.
Right.
And they'll say, well, he isn't mine. Well, you know, when you think somebody's infallible.
Well, you start looking at things with rose-colored glasses, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, you know, the same is true when people, you know, find their future spouse or fall in love, you know, however you want to say that, you know, they tend to look at, you know, they tend to gloss over the faults of that individual. Other people may be coming to that individual saying, hey, do you know such and such does such and such, or do you know about this, or do you know about that? And a lot of times you'll just, you know, people will just look at that other person and say, well, I don't see that. I don't see it that way. I think you're wrong. You know, families have been cut in two because of some of these things. And I'm afraid right now we're going through the same issues inside of our own party, because those that look at Donald Trump as never having a fault are, number one, sorely mistaken, because he has faults just like the rest of us have faults.
Yeah.
Yet they won't recognize that.
Yeah. What is wrong, John, with simply looking at Donald Trump and saying, hey, he was a heck of a president.
He was probably the best we've ever had.
He deserved to win again. He should have won again.
Yes.
I think he did win again, and it was stolen.
But he's not perfect.
My goodness. This guy churned people who simply would not have liked him behind the scenes. He churned them into public enemies number one. He did, because he kept pushing and pushing and baiting and attacking and doing all this kind of stuff. And yes, that made the base love him. But wow, you know, I think he did a phenomenal job as president. Just phenomenal. Why not stick with that?
Well, I said this in last week's podcast we had on National Crawford Roundtable, which, by the way, you'll hear the new one we record tomorrow. You're here tomorrow night. But, you know, I said it last week, and I'll continue to say it. The most shocking thing to me about Donald Trump is the fact that he's been in business forever. He understands marketing. He's typically been a huge marketer of himself, whether that be on The Apprentice or whatever it happens to be. He typically knows how to market very well. But when he got into the presidency, he almost lost and forgot what marketing is all about.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What was that like for you, having trained business after business after business? Look, John, in the way he ran the country, he was doing everything that John Rush would train someone to do with the business.
He did great.
Oh yeah, he was doing everything you would do. You would say down to the letter,
except for marketing.
But in everything he did with marketing, he was doing the opposite of everything that you would say to do.
Total failure. And some would come back and say, well, you know, he didn't have to, or he needed to play to his base, and you know,
or they blame the media. Well, it wasn't fair because of the media.
And while I will agree with those statements.
Sure.
No, the media is not fair.
No.
But what you have to do, and again, if I was coaching him, what I would be saying is, you understand what you're up against. You understand the media is not going to be fair with you. I understand that they are fake news. I get that. But what's the old saying? You know, you attract more bees with honey than vinegar. So why not try to make friends as much as you possibly can? I get the other side is not our friend, but you understand where I'm going with this. You know, almost beat them at their own game, if you would. And there's ways to do that. And by the way, there were times where he did that. So I know that's inside of him. He has the ability to do what I just said, because there were moments throughout his presidency where he did just that.
But
yes. But he didn't do it enough.
And it was wildly successful
when
he
did it.
You know, and here's the thing. The last couple months has got well over half of Americans thrilled to see that he's leaving the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
That's tragic. The guy did so much for them.
Right.
He changed their entire lives. He turned around the Obama mess of an economy.
That's right.
My gosh, what a great guy.
And here's the sad part of it. Biden's going to come in, have a great jumping off point. He will inherit, as things get back on track, a fabulous economy, not because of anything he or the Democrats did, but because of what Donald Trump has done up to this point.
Correct.
But he will look like the hero going forward because of how well things work.
Yes, he will. For a while.
For a while. And if he doesn't screw it up, it may last for quite some time. If he screws it up, who knows? All bets are off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not off to a good start with the race-based payments,
no.
You know, payments for COVID.
Yeah, and what I'm what
Stuff
I mean
like
what
that.
I mean by
wow.
you know the good jumping off point is, if he, and I don't know whether this will happen or not, folks, if he just leaves the Trump tax cuts alone, if he moves things forward, doesn't do anything stupid like forgiving student loans like they've talked about doing. I mean, on and on we go. If he'll just listen to some of the non-lefty advisors that are around him, he'll be fine. But if he doesn't, he'll screw it all up.
Yeah, he's going to do all of those things. He's not going to listen to any moderate advisor. He is going to forgive student loan. He is going to do every one of those things.
Even with some of the folks like Janet Yellen being around him that actually has half a brain?
Yep, he'll do it.
Really? Just
because
he's that stupid, or because he's just that vindictive?
Because that is the machine, the leftist machine. When you have been propped up, he is a propped up leader. Okay, he's a propped up leader.
Agree.
When you're a propped up leader, you must follow those people who propped you up, and he will.
Okay. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next, folks. If you've got a question on your current mortgage, find out what Kirk can do for you in the future. He's there for you. A simple phone call, and he can walk you through. The only thing we've ever asked with Kurt, and he said the same thing, is just be honest. I mean, he's going to find all the things out about you, your credit, what's happened, where you've been, your past, and so on. Just be honest. Tell Kurt where you're at, and he'll give you an honest answer. It's that simple. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change. All without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, Rush, or sorry, a good shop. What am I trying to say here? A good shop. Al Sturm, that's what I was trying to think of, would love to help you out with your vehicle needs. I had somebody ask me the other day, where do I go? I've got a collision. I need something fixed. I need an estimate. I'm not sure exactly what I need to do. I need some advice. That's what Al at a good shop will do. Give you advice, help you through the process, take away some of that pain that's happened when an accident occurs, and just be there for you. Find him at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at a good shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales, so in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding a good shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
All right, folks, Roof Max. Dave Hart would love to help you rejuvenate your roof, save you thousands of dollars, and in a lot of cases, extend the life of your roof many, many years. Get a free roof inspection today. Dave's happy to come by and check out any roof. Just give him a call, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And, you know, real quick, just want to throw this in. When it comes to our advertisers, we talk about them quite a bit. They are the reason this show goes on day after day. So please, when you use one of them, let them know you heard them on Rush to Reason. It helps not only us, but them out immensely, and we appreciate that greatly. Let's talk about Florida and COVID.
Okay.
Shall we?
They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, they are. There was a tweet that went out today that says, Governor DeSantis has done the following. Saved lives by targeting the elderly for vaccination.
Amen.
Saved businesses by eliminating all COVID restrictions.
Amen.
Saved kids by demanding in-person schooling and allowing sports.
Amen.
Question, why isn't every state doing this?
A woman. Because they're politically correct and they engineered... Well, they used this entire thing as a crisis to get rid of a president, and now they're having to wind their way out of it.
Isn't it funny how you're starting to see some of them wind their way out, including
quickly.
You know, New York and others, where they're starting to, even Biden himself saying, well, you know, we can't shut down things forever because we've got an economy to get back on track and blah, blah. I mean, I heard him say that today.
Basically, all I'm hearing now from these people.
Now that
is,
this thing's over, COVID will be gone by summer, Andy.
Thank you. It's ding dong. The witch is dead. Now what we're going to do is we don't have to keep dropping the bombs that got rid of the witch. Okay? And I'm seeing fewer and fewer and fewer of them dropped. Things are opening up, John.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is another big reason you're seeing the economy bounce back.
Now, I've also seen some data. I've seen this before, but I've got verification. We're going to talk to, again, another great guest we had on last week. Dr. Kelly will be with us here on Thursday. But we're now starting to see data, real solid data. And I know some of you are not going to want to hear me say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Because every time I talk about COVID, I get accused of being, you know, off my rocker and I'm not right and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You know, really quick, I've never seen anyone outside of you do so much not denying of something and be called a denier so much.
I know.
Just thought I'd throw that in. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, we've got real data, though, coming out now. And Andy, you're going to appreciate this. So will Charlie. So will you as listeners. Real data coming out now that's showing that, guess what, 2020 death numbers are going to come right in line with 2019.
Are they really?
Yeah. Believe it or not, yes.
See, I thought, I got to be honest, I would have thought they'd be up, if only because I always felt that the cure was worse than the, you know.
Well, I think what you're finding, though, is keep in mind auto accidents dropped. So we took some out of the loop that way in 2020 because people just flat out weren't driving as much. So that's one. But yeah, no, they're going to come in and be, you know, I don't want to say they're going to be exactly the same as what they've been. But I had some numbers in front of me. Hold on, let me pull these up real quick. These aren't in your notes, Andy. But projections. So last year, 2019, we had 2.855 million deaths in the U.S. And by the way, we've been running at about 2.8 million since 2017. Projected numbers for 2020, 2.818, actually being down slightly from 2019. Now, to your point, I think you're going to see certain areas have a higher death rate, and I think we're going to see a higher death rate in 2021 from some of the things that we let go in 2020.
Suicide?
I think suicides will be in the 2020 figures. But let's face it, there's going to be cancer patients that might have been treated in 2020 that may have lived that because of not getting treatment early enough, you may see numbers in 2021 and 2022 go up because of those things.
True.
But there'll be there's going to be a delay. You're not going to see that immediately.
What about the idea, though, that this thing certainly targeted the elderly? There's no question about that.
But did it target them any more than what we would have had already? And evidently, according to these numbers, no.
Well, I think it was more targeted than the flu. I mean, everything goes after those who are weaker, which the elderly are. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I do think that this, because it was such a respiratory thing, did have to burn out some of that, shall we call it, dry timber. So there's a little less to burn.
And I'm not.
I'm just saying.
And again, I don't need. I'm not a medical expert in those areas at all, but I do know the data, and I have looked at that 2.8 million number for, you know, most of the year because we started looking at those death numbers all the way back in, you know, the beginning of 2019. So it's darn near been a year, Andy, that we've been looking at this stuff. And the reality is, we as a country lose 2.8 million people a year. Anyways.
Well, yeah, and first of all, bottom line, we've destroyed our entire economy over something that has not raised the death rate.
That's my point.
Certainly not markedly.
Not,
okay.
No. And well, let's say this. Even if we jump to 3 million or to, you know, to 3 million instead of 2.8 million.
Okay.
Is that really enough to shut the economy down over?
No, because you're destroying hundreds of millions of lives.
Thank you.
I mean, destroying them, right. John. What they have done to these people is...
It's criminal.
It's criminal.
Literally, it's criminal.
It's criminal.
Well, the way we've ruined some businesses and taken away livelihoods and everything else, it's actually criminal. We've picked winners and losers.
And here's the worst part about it all. It hasn't produced results. No. When you look at states that did more of it, the restrictions and so forth, their numbers are not markedly better than states that didn't. Once again, what was it? About 55% of deaths happened in Democrat-run states and D.C. I mean, at least that's what it was a few weeks ago. This is terrible. This is terrible.
Yep. And there's also information out there about the, you know, the Chinese lockdown and the fraud that was there. And again, there's just so much information out there that it's been interesting the last few days to watch some of these hardcore lefties locked down. We haven't heard this from Polis yet, but trust me in this. You're going to see this in the coming weeks because our numbers in Colorado, by the way, continue to just drop and drop and drop as well. You know, there isn't going to be and hasn't been any spike from Christmas. We would already be seeing that, by the way, right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not there.
No.
In fact, I didn't type up today. I usually look at this almost every day.
You know, what drives me nuts, though, is these people like Polis who say, what are they going to say? Our measures are working.
No, they're not, though.
They're not working at all.
No.
People have been wearing masks in public places now for how long?
Since last March.
Yeah. And in fact, I would venture to say, John, if you look at, once again, you know, Costco, Sam's Club, you know, those big places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mask usage has been roughly the same now, I would say, for at least 6 to 8 months.
You know what our deaths were yesterday in
and
Colorado?
And deaths have totally, you know, gone up and down. Go ahead.
Well, you know what they were yesterday?
What?
12.
Yeah, and that's calling everything with COVID
Yeah.
remotely present a COVID
January
death.
10th, they were 17. They were 55 the day before. Keep in mind, this is a population of what do we have?
5.5 million.
5.5 million people. Yeah. We had 55. I mean, folks, we in Colorado, we should be chomping at the bit to get businesses completely open, not this 25% capacity crap that
we're at right now,
but completely open on the restaurant end of things, throw these masks in the trash, and move forward.
Yes.
Now, is COVID real? Yes. We've known people even around us, Andy and I both, we've known people that we're around and close to that have gotten COVID. We're not saying COVID's not real, no more than I would say the flu's not real.
But, John, are crumbling businesses real?
Yes, because of this.
Are lost jobs real?
Yes, again, because of this.
Are waiters and waitresses who you and I used to tip very well because we got to see them regularly, are they real when they lose their homes?
Very much so, Andy. Very much so. And by the way, our hospital rates in Colorado continue to just, you know, drop and drop and drop. I'll give a few more statistics when we come back. But bottom line, folks, we have not talked about this much in the last week or so because of everything else that's gone on in the country. But keep in mind, these shutdowns and what's gone on in Colorado is still real. This 25% capacity thing is just a bunch of nonsense. And it's high time we shut all this stuff, put it away, and get everything open back up again. Shut COVID down and open everything back up is my point.
Right. What idiot decided to lower everything down to 0 or 25% when there was the same surge in respiratory illnesses that you have every single year in November?
The same idiot running the state.
Wow.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, is up next, and they would love to take care of you, your windshield. Don't forget, they work with every insurance company that's out there as well. If you need a windshield replacement or you need a crack fixed, and by the way, you get that fixed faster, you're less likely to replace the windshield. And in most cases, the insurance company will cover that as well. Don't forget about the calibrations they can do to get things back on track with your vehicle. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus. It's NOVUS. And we have locations all around our listening signal. Wherever the signal goes, we've got Novus Auto Glass locations there. Again, find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
All right, folks, Extreme Auto Repair, where not only can they sell you Cooper tires at cost, but they can do every single thing your vehicle needs. Big, small, doesn't matter the repair, doesn't matter the size of the vehicle either. They do it all at Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. 832 patients in Colorado in the hospital with COVID at the moment is all. And keep in mind, folks, we all had to stay home at Christmas, Thanksgiving, and make sure that we did not overrun hospitals, none of which has happened. Dan, welcome. What's going on today, sir?
Yeah, what it amounts to is around November 1st, I have two neighbors. One is Peruvian. And his wife is Russian, and they're naturalized citizens.
Okay.
Extremely strong Americans. They love this country.
Okay.
And the gentleman came over to my house on the 1st of November, and he's very strong Trump supporter. And he said, Dan, I got to tell you, I'm not going to vote. And I said, what? And he goes, they have a 7-year-old daughter. I said, you're not going to vote? He goes, no. I am worried that there's going to be a lot of blowback after this election. And he said, I saw it and lived through it in Peru. And my wife saw it in Russia. Of course, in Russia, they just, mm-hmm. you know, whatever they want to do. So he didn't vote, and neither did she.
Hmm.
And you fast forward to today, as of a few minutes ago, the FBI announced a sedition task force to investigate the conservatives in this country. I don't know what's going on, but your guy, I've never heard him before, from stream.org, has got it right. We're in deep serious here. I mean, it's there's a Jimmy Carter judge right now looking at Amazon's shutdown of power, and that may get reversed, but this is uncharted territory. And I spent 25 years in the military and off of a lot of it in third world countries. And that's what's happening here, right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
And when you have people that love this country and have come from the third world, I'll call it the third world.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Good way to say it.
Yeah. For, you know, scared to vote because of blowback, where they might lose their jobs.
Hmm.
So I'll leave it at that. I, John, I'll tell you what, we're in uncharted waters here, and these guys have been playing, the left has been playing for keeps for the past 4 years.
Dan, and, they've been playing for keeps for the last 50.
Yeah, you're right.
And honestly, that's where we've really made mistakes on our side, is they've been playing for keeps for 50, 60 years. And we say the left. I'm going to call it the communist left because that's what I believe it is.
Exactly.
Other people would argue with me on that. But it literally is the communist left now. We're seeing that more and more on a regular basis. And the communists said they'd take this country over without ever firing a shot. And, Dan, they're well on their way.
Yep. Well, do you remember what Jeremiah Wright said? He was the religious mentor of Obama.
Refresh my memory. There was so much back then that he said that refresh my memory.
Yep. What it amounts to is he said, quote, it is no longer God bless America.
Oh, that's right.
It is GD America.
Yep. No, you're well said.
When I heard that, I just said, unbelievable.
Yep.
But here we go.
Yep. You're right. You're right. Go ahead, Andy. Yep.
Hey, Dan, quick question. Okay. I know you're in Monument. Is it true in Monument, basically, they threw out all the restrictions and said,
you know,
tell everybody to open up. I heard they did something.
They've got a sanctuary city here, and what it amounts to is it's a little unclear, put it that way.
Okay. Well, if you get any clarification, let us know back, sir.
Yep. Okay.
Dan, very thanks. Good. And Dan's got a great point. And I meant what I said a moment ago as well. That, you know, the left has been at this for a very, very long time now. This didn't just happen at this election. You know, they really thought they were – I mean, let's face it. The left played the long game. They got Obama elected. They really felt like they had Hillary in the bag, that they were going to have the first female president with Hillary. They screwed up. They were a little bit asleep at the wheel. They got a little cocky. They didn't think Donald Trump ever stood a chance. This character from Apprentice, they never thought that guy would ever become president of the United States. The left got caught with their pants down. And, you know, Trump's, you know, came in and upset the apple cart there. And the reality is this time around, I've said it before and I'll keep saying it, we got caught with our pants down.
Going forward, we have to remake our party. If we don't change how our party is viewed around Colorado and around America, we're done. But we can do it.
We can. Folks, I do believe there's hope. We can reverse this. Many ways it can be done. And by the way, many nonviolent ways this can be done on the front side. I am also somebody, and I'm not a pacifist by any stretch of the imagination, folks. If it comes down to it, and retaking this country is like what we had to do back in the Revolutionary War, am I for that? Absolutely. But we are not at that point yet.
Oh, no.
Not even close at that point.
No.
Not even close.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep, we
got agree. I got nothing to add to that.
I mean, how far do we have to go to get there? That's probably another question open for debate that we'll keep talking about as we go along. That's what we're here for, is to help, you know, put some reason into all of that. And believe me, we will continue to watch that stuff day after day. We've talked some about the internet today and different things and so on. And again, I'm going to advise all of you out there listening that if you are involved with a church or a nonprofit or anything along those lines, and you have all of your web hosting services and what you do via email on some of these other liberal organizations' sites or servers, if you would, I would be moving those as we speak right now. I'd be figuring out what the next move is, and I would be moving them, and there should be a mass exodus of conservatives off of those platforms as we speak.
Yeah, and it's not just a boycott, folks. It's
no,
not safe. It's not safe.
This is called plain common sense. Just move your stuff.
They don't like you.
They don't like you. Move it someplace where they will. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. Anything you need, new car, new truck, used car, used truck, SUV, Corvette, sports cars, as we head into the spring, they've got all of that one-stop shopping at Purify Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311 or purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, myself, Andy, and Charlie, we get signed off here in just a few minutes. I'm not trying to scare anybody either with what I said a moment ago, but I'm serious. If you're a conservative business, a conservative church, conservative nonprofit, anything along those lines at all, I would not be allowed, I would not allow my items, my website, my email, and so on to be hosted on Google or Gmail or any places along those lines. I would be either hosting it myself or go to one of the conservative-leaning organizations that will host that for you, where you know your stuff is not going to get kicked off.
Do you see something biblical here with don't be unequally yoked and casting pearls before swine? These people churn and attack you.
Why would you do business with them?
I agree.
Just move and go someplace else.
It's just good business principle.
Yes. Okay. So we'll talk more about that in the coming days. Again, if you've got any questions along those lines, again, I do have IT people I can steer you in a direction of that can help you with a lot of these items. So if you've got any questions, just send me an email. Go to the website, rushtoreason.com. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, it is next right here on KLZ 560. Mm-hmm.